Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's Wednesday, September 10th. Good morning. Sunny and warm this afternoon. The dollar 72.16 cents U.S. I'm Stacy Englehart. You may have been hacked if you logged into a government website last month. According to the federal government, they were hit by a cyber attack. Some email addresses and phone numbers from the CRA, Employment and Social Development Canada, and Canada Border Services were accessed. Government was told about the incident August 17th. We're only finding out about it now. They say a routine software update caused a vulnerability that allowed hackers to access the info of anybody who used their authentication service between August 3rd and 15th. Hundreds of high school students in Ontario taking online classes because the construction of their new mega school in Parry Sound was delayed. It's left parents and students angrily searching for answers and triggered a provincial review of the school board's governance. The Near North District School Board said it decided to move students between grades 9 and 12 to remote learning, assuring parents it was working to develop contingency plans. In a letter to parents, the education minister said he was disappointed and angry the new school did not open in time. Mayor of Barrie declared a state of emergency to address what he calls public safety concerns related to homeless encampments. Alex Nuttall said while he understands homelessness is a complex issue, he said the encampments have had a significant impact on the community. Comes after a double murder investigation shut down a city encampment this summer. The municipality of Meaford is moving planning and building services to consolidate more services. According to The Independent, as of Friday, all in-person planning and building services moving to the municipal office on 21 Trowbridge. The former office at 15 Trowbridge will no longer be open to the public. And the unemployment rate for the Stratford-Bruce Peninsula Economic Region has increased a hair. According to the latest numbers in August, it went up 0.8% to 4.9%. The region sits at the second lowest unemployment rate in the province. Meanwhile, the provincial unemployment rate is 8.3%. Light 99.3 Sports. Baseball last night, the Jays beat Houston 4-3 in 10 innings. That home series continues at 7 tonight. The Jays were without shortstop Bo Bichette. He's on the 10-day injured list due to a sprained knee. Canada defeated Wales 1-0 in the men's international soccer friendly. Canada coming off a 3-0 win in Romania on Friday. JD will keep you posted on the forecast throughout the morning. From the Light 99.3 News Center, I'm Stacy Englehart.